You're listening to SBS News.
As Prince of Wales, King Charles III was passionate about the environment. He witnessed the devastating effects of bushfires firsthand on a royal tour to Australia in 1983 with his first wife, Diana, Princess of Wales. The couple met firefighters and residents affected by the blaze. Charles has frequently used his platform as Prince of Wales to champion environmental issues. In 2007, he was awarded the 10th Annual Global Environmental Citizen Award at the Harvard Club in New York. The award, given by the Harvard Medical School's Center for Health and the Global Environment, was presented by former US Vice President Al Gore, who paid tribute to the Prince.
Prince of Wales is a leader and a thought leader, and has brought together people to think and then to act on issues that many others are not talking about or even thinking about.
Accepting the award, Prince Charles highlighted how human activity was damaging the planet.
All organisms depend on a state of harmony to be healthy. Yet our species has made such powerful and unhealthy changes to this planet that we are increasingly out of harmony with our environment. We are no longer dancing in tune, as it were, with nature's rhythms. And as a direct result, our environment is losing its capacity to sustain us. Now, I want to suggest that before we even start thinking about the positive and practical steps needed to reverse environmental degradation and limit climate change, we really do need to look hard at ourselves. We need to recognize that to a large extent we have lost our capacity to see beyond our individual and, in many cases, urbanized lifestyles.
Speaking in 2018 to Sky News, the British environmentalist Tony Juniper praised the Prince's contribution to environmental issues.
Actually, in the end, I think the world will look back at his career as an environmentalist and say that it was an incredibly important contribution at a critical time.
King Charles has five grandchildren, and the future of today's children was uppermost in his mind when he spoke at a car factory in 2021.
The development of technology like electric vehicles or green hydrogen, for that matter, for heavy transport, is vital for maintaining the health of our world for future generations. Something I'm only too aware of today, having recently become a grandfather for the fifth time.
The Prince addressed the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow last November, telling delegates the world has not acted quickly enough to deal with climate change.
We have run out of time. We've left tackling these issues until far too late in the day. We haven't paid enough attention to the science. We haven't paid enough attention to what the UNFCCC has been saying for so long. And as a result, we've fallen so far behind that we have an enormous task to catch up.
US climate envoy and former US Secretary of State John Kerry is in the UK to attend a meeting on climate change convened by Prince Charles. The meeting was cancelled following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, and his accession to the throne. Mr. Kerry acknowledged Charles's importance to the environmental debate.
King Charles has been an extraordinary voice, way ahead of his time, for 50 years talking about nature-based solution, talking about deforestation and its challenges, and most recently been a real force in trying to galvanize private sector efforts to invest in the solutions that will bring about a rapid transition in the global economy to a clean energy economy. So I hope King Charles will be able to continue to exert the moral authority he has thus far to help us win the battle of this crisis.
Charles has in the past strained the rules that prohibit royals from intervening in public affairs by voicing his opinions on issues such as environmental protection and architectural preservation. But speaking in a TV documentary in 2018, he acknowledged that as king, he wouldn't be able to speak out or interfere in politics because the role of sovereign is different from being the Prince of Wales. Alan Lee, SBS News.